Well, good morning again, everyone.
Morning, Ben.
Are we ready to rock and roll into another fantastic weekend?
Yeehaw.
Yes.
Right.
What we're going to do today is a little differently. I had Rick Murphy lined up, but it doesn't look like he's going to be able to join us this morning. So we'll regroup, and he'll be with us in 2 weeks. So those of you who are expecting Rick Murphy, who's, I always call him Mr. High Energy, because the guy is literally the Energizer Bunny, always on, never off, and we'll regroup and have him in 2 weeks. So what I'm going to do today, a little differently, is I want to share with you just some of the behind-the-scenes things that you can kind of rest assured. And something I've never done on this call, ever, and I look back over 10 years, is really even briefly share why I chose Neken. And I'm going to start with that, and then I've got some announcements. And then if you've got something, and this is going to be a kind of interrupt conference call this morning, and if you've got something burning on your heart that you'd just love to share, well, don't hesitate at all. All you have to do is hit *6 on your phone line. I'm talking something really burning that you know would be an impact and enjoyment for the rest of the group. If you want to ask me how mag steps work, I'll probably cut you off, okay? Nothing personal. I don't know how mag steps work. I've read some stuff. I've, you know, looked at a bunch of things. However, I can tell you over the last 18 years, the most important thing to know when it comes to how these products work is, as Dave Johnson says, they work real good. And then the second most important thing is that if you spend your time trying to figure out how they work, as an engineer would, you're going to waste a lot of time that you could have used in impacting other people's lives. And of all the energy tests that I've done and all the rollouts that I've given people, all I know is that look on their face of shock and awe when they say, wow, I never expected that, or man, that feels so good, or that's the relief I've been looking for years. That's the results, the response we want. Never of, well, how does this really work? What's going on? That's not really ever been a concern. Of people that really are looking for something to change and impact their lives and the lives of their family members. So, on that note, September 24th, 1992, a gentleman by the name of Dennis Williams came and sat in my parents' living room and literally gave our family a gift that I will be grateful for the rest of my life. It has impacted the entire Rogers family. I speak on behalf of both my brothers, my sister-in-laws, my nieces and nephews, and my parents, and my two grandmothers, before they went on to glory, had dramatic, absolutely dramatic experiences with these products. And right behind that, as my good friend Reed Nelson says, you know, if the product or if the business isn't for you, you owe it to yourself and that of your family to check out these products. And fortunately for our family, the business was for us. And I was looking for something to generate a little bit of extra income on the side. I was getting ready to resume a position for a ministry in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it was not a paid position. They took care of my utilities and housing and whatnot, but as far as food, you know, entertainment, spending money, that kind of stuff, it is. So I thought, you know, if I could earn $500 a month through something like Neken by introducing the products to other people and saying, hey, if you're looking for a way to generate a little bit of extra income, the phrase I use today is, are you open to additional income, or do you keep your financial options open? I mean, you fill in the blank. I just like to ask people those questions about money because, as Terry Latham pointed out a couple weeks ago on this call, that the last 100 people that he's asked if they're interested in earning more money, 92 of them out of the 100 said yes. So only 8 said, no, I'm not interested in making any more money. In our culture today, with what's going on, it's few and far between. I won't say somebody that would have to be, you know, a bozo not to want extra income. But some people, they can't take anything else on their plate, and that's okay. However, one of the greatest products that we have in Neken is the business opportunity. And what most people, myself included, don't even realize, you know, how to do the business. We just kind of jump in and do it. And it's a ton of fun when you start realizing how simple it is to introduce these products to other people, and then the results they get, and you just kind of keep going from there. And it's just a ton of fun. Quick testimony, I'm going to interject in here, because we see these things all the time. I mean, all the time. And this one's fresh, and this one came to us from Joe and Bill Dekoff, and it was simply titled, Bill's Coming Home. And I'm just going to kind of skim through it here. Monday, March 7th. So what was that, a week and a half, almost 2 weeks ago, Bill went in because that, went into the hospital for rehab, actually, because he suffered a stroke. And all the different therapies, all the different things that Joe used and brought into the rehab for him to use during his rehab, just a lot. And trying to look for the, let me just put it this way. And she says, and while in therapy, he's gotten lots of attention from using those magnetic products that many of you probably have laughed at us over the years for. But boy, do they help him recover quickly. He's got the inserts in his shoes, a pad on his back for balance, on his bed, or behind him, his pillow and his comforter. So our wellness home is now extended into a wellness rehab room. The average stay, here's the clincher, the average stay for a stroke patient is 17 days. He's leaving tomorrow, being his seventh day of rehab. His case manager said today that his progress has just been remarkable. Today, the physical therapist told him that she was able to push him to do things that patients seldom get to do, i.e. a rehab version of jumping jacks and walking on a beam. Okay, you guys, this is exactly what we get to experience. This is exactly what I've experienced over the last 18 years, is that these products change people's lives. And we never know until we ask the question, you know, are you open? And again, as Reed Nelson says, some people the business is not for them, but everybody can benefit from these products. And I just shudder to think where Joe and Bill would be today had it not been for these products. And if Joe's on the line and she wants to speak up at any time, she can always hit *6 and share some, give us a more update, because this is incredible. Now, not every stroke patient is going to experience what Bill has experienced. We can never make any medical claims and say, well, just because Bill Dekoff recovered in 7 days versus 17 days, you know, trimming 10 days off his rehab stay, that we can't say that everybody's going to experience that same thing. These products are not medical products in this country, not in North America. However, that being said, and I'm not a doctor, so I can't describe, you know, or prescribe, diagnose, or say these products will cure anything.
Hi, Sam.
Good morning. Do you want to elaborate on that at all, Joe? I mean, because this is an absolutely, not only fabulous, life-altering story that you passed on to us, but it's timely. I mean, it's right now. It just happened.
Hey, good morning, Vance.
Well, even better, we got Bill on the line.
No, it really is quite remarkable, and I'm grateful to the Lord. But I'm also grateful to Niken products.
Mm-hmm. And
so,
and Bill, I have to say, as a volunteer firefighter, as a first responder, I've been on many medical calls with stroke patients, and the fact that this soon, this quickly, because I don't get to see so much the recovery after them, but I get to see in the midst of somebody having a stroke and what it does to literally completely derailing the body. And you went through a derailment, however, you're on the other side of it now. And any words of advice on somebody who's experiencing a stroke, or they think they may have, because there are definite symptoms for it.
Well, it's something that you want to be prepared for as much as you can prepare for a stroke. In that you don't want to be a smoker, you don't want to have high cholesterol, you don't want to have high blood pressure. Those are all things you can be in charge of. You can live a healthy lifestyle. And I think this is what made mine so much healthier. The fact that the head doctor said, you should have had this 10 years ago, but because
wow,
you were so healthy, you prolonged it 10 years.
Now, what, was there a family history of it, or why did you say that you should have had it 10 years ago?
Yes, because I'm might have family history of it, and I'm a male. I'm over 70 years old, and, you know, things that I can't change were against me.
Okay.
But things that I could change were in my favor. That's why I prolonged it for 10 years.
You know, and not to interrupt you, but this is exactly what Dennis Williams, the gentleman that introduced us to Neekin, said to me when I was with him and his wife Ruth a few weeks ago, because he was sharing with some of our friends what he recently, even the last few months, what Dennis experienced because of his heart. And that, I wish I could remember, but every male in his family, his dad and uncles, brothers, all of them, just astronomically, and he is, I think, his own brother, he's outlived him by twice almost, not that dramatic. But even if, as you said, even if it's in the family history, you can change it. We can take, as the Neekin presentation says, we can take responsibility for our wellness and change that. And you obviously did that. Now, let me fast forward. In the recovery, I know you well enough and that you're not, you don't like to play the victim role. And you are not one of those people that wants to be kept down. So that rehab.
I'm competitive.
Yeah, in a good way, which is healthy. And when you're in that rehab process, coming out of that, what was the most challenging thing for you?
Well, I think it was the second day that I was in, and I wasn't to the realization yet that I could overcome this.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out of the emergency room and went to the hospital room, I got a little bit worse before I plateaued. And that was discouraging to me because I didn't know whether I would have control over it, whether I could come out of it.
Okay.
But after I realized that was it, and I was now in control of it as much as possible, it's been up since then.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it hasn't been quite 2 weeks yet, sometimes I get impatient and tired of this numbness in my hand and leg and foot, and dragging it around and trying to keep it up off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But I had some good therapy, and that's important.
Mm-hmm. So the actual day of the stroke occurred what day?
It'll be 2 weeks Monday.
Okay.
It'll be March 7th was the day.
Okay, so I wasn't off. I wanted to make sure that I confirmed it. So today's March 19th, so less than 2 weeks from stroke to... and what would you gauge if you had to give a percentage of where you're at today? If, 100% was, pre-stroke, where were you at today?
Somebody asked me that the other day, and I found it very hard to do. Because it depends upon the day, it depends upon the hour of the day. In the evenings, it's a lot more tough because you're worn out from the day.
Sure.
So I have to work more on my speech. I have to work harder on walking. It depends upon which area of the body you're talking about, what percentage, which side of the body.
there's no real pat answer as far as the percentage of where you're at. Compared to, there's too many factors, and I understand that. And I thought you would answer that question that way because there is no, for a guy who a month and 2 days ago pulled a hamstring in my right knee while snow skiing, I can't tell you where, percentage wise. Some days I have really good days. Yesterday I was on a house fire all day long. Did not plan on that. However, that was, the case. So lugging around equipment and, gear that weighs a third of my body weight piled on my body. That takes a toll. So someday, however, I know what I can do when I get home and just grab some of our wonderful products, the Power Mag, for example, in a few minutes on my knee. And, man, that just, wow, that feels wonderful.
Yeah, I'm the same way when I get on the body energizer.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel different almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't noticed that before because I was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But, it was just neat. I walked around the whole complex on the outside in the street for my therapy on the day I left. And that was about 1,600 feet. I walked unassisted, you know, on my own, and just the person inside of me is all, mm-hmm. to grab me in case something would happen, but
sure.
It's been now, good.
And, Bill, you and Joe have been enjoying the Nikken Wellness Home, so to speak. We didn't really have we didn't call it the Wellness Home when you guys came on board. For how long now? When were you introduced to Nikken?
We were introduced July 4th, 1996.
Okay. So it's been 17 years.
17 years.
And are you grateful that that person shared Nikken with you?
Oh, sure am. Sure am.
That's a stupid question, I know, but I just had to ask it. And again, as I said, mentioned earlier, I shudder to think where, even myself, where I would be today, but you guys walking through this journey though for the last 2 weeks here, it would be a different prognosis entirely.
It would.
No, Vance, I know we're consuming all your Saturday morning time at night.
You're not consuming nothing. Trust me, there's people on the line right now that their jaws are on the floor, but those of us who are on the West Coast are still horizontal in bed. They're just laying there with their mouth wide open going, oh, you know, because these are the kind of things that we forget. That,
right.
That these products, these technologies that Nikken has blessed us with are so powerful, and yet we still find it challenging sometimes to remember how powerful they are. And
right.
If we didn't have them, and as Bill just pointed out, you know, I didn't realize how, you know, wonderful the Body Energizer is when you're well, when things
right.
are working really well. However, when life throws you a curveball, you realize real quick. So, yeah, go ahead, Joe. You're not interrupting.
And what's really cool, too, is when people would walk into the room, they'd say, this room feels different. Honestly, notice it. Well, of course, it's this charming personality. And I, Dottie's on the line. And Dottie was probably saying, Bill couldn't have had a stroke. but, you know, so it was neat walking in. And that same person who had fibromyalgia, of course, Bill introduces his, here, stick out your arm, you know, and he's doing energy tests in his room and stuff with people, from his caseworker to his aide, you know. It's a shame. No.
Don't you find it fun doing that and getting that look on people's faces of complete bewilderment?
Absolutely. He loved it all. And then now this gal who has fibromyalgia, and she's noticing this change with the necklace, with the chain on, said, oh, she's, I'm going to see my doctor on Thursday. And so I gave her some literature, you know, to take to her doctor, a picture, like a thermographic picture, and you know. But she had her testimony. And I gave her testimonies from other people who had, I said fibro, but with lupus. So I gave her some testimonies about that, and of course made no medical claims. And the appointment was Thursday. And guess what? No response. I'm sure the doctor poo-pooed the whole idea. And I said, you know, he's probably not going to think this is such a grand idea. She said, oh, I know him. He will, you know. And she's waiting for his approval. And I guess what Bill and I feel, and that's sort of the bottom line, we are our own best advocates.
Mm-hmm.
He's got two opinions on cholesterol medicine. One doctor says, you know what, take this for about 2 weeks to a month, and then wean yourself off of it, because Bill doesn't have a cholesterol problem.
Mm-hmm.
Other doctor says, you need to be on this the rest of your life, because the latest studies show, and then she shared, you know, from her neurologist's point of view. So there you go.
Sure, and having a good friend, fellow firefighter on our department who just retired, after most of his life working in the pharmaceutical industry, I learn a lot from him. And one of the big things is, he said, Vance, you just don't know. And he still stays in the game. He tells me these reports every time I see him about, not every time, but on occasion, about what he's reading out there, how these great, wonderful medications that come down the pike that may get an FDA approval, and doctors are promoting, you know, like their candy. And then shortly thereafter, they start reviewing some of these things, and they start pulling them. And meanwhile, there's still doctors out there promoting them, and people are having some really bad stuff. And I love the way you just said it, Joe. You take ownership. We are our best, what was the word you used, best advocate or best...
Right.
You know, we should be able to take responsibility for our physical lives. Why not? I'm laughing because you look at every other area of our life, whether it be our family, you know, marriage, raising kids. We never go to somebody and pay them and say, you know, you tell us exactly what we need to do, and we're going to listen to your words, and we're going to follow you hook, line, and sinker, and never question anything about it. We're just going to do it. I've never done that as a parent. I mean, sure, I go to parenting seminars, and I listen to people who have been, you know, great parents, but I would never look at them and say, now, what you're going to tell me is going to work for every single situation in my life. And yet we trust people have a degree. And I'm not against doctors. I never have been, because, trust me, of all the colorful things I've done over my years, they've saved my life numerous times. I'm not against the medical community. We get to enjoy that here in North America, and we're blessed as a result. However, long-term care of our own physical bodies, the responsibility falls on us. We should be able to, and you know, as Aristotle said, let food be your medicine. There's so many things we can do just by changing our diet and our lifestyle, and the wellness home is part of that. And I'll always be an advocate for getting, you know, the basic, you know, start your day with Siaga and Jade Greenzyme. I mean, start there, and Katie Taylor last week shared with us some fantastic results that she's experienced, and what her husband, you know, being able to prolong his life for 12 years when the doctor said, you know, go home, there's nothing we can do. And that powerful, you guys probably, no, I don't know if you were on the call, but, and I encourage folks, I'll just do a little commercial right here in the middle. Go back and listen to that recording. If you want to hear something, I mean, I don't know if I can compare, but what Joe and Bill are sharing right now is powerful. And in the same regard, you want to hear another powerful, powerful story, go back and listen to the recording from last week, and simply punch into your computer www.saturdayamlive.com. That's www.saturdayamlive.com. And that'll patch you right on through to the recording site, and you can listen to that recording. And just a powerful, powerful story. Any of these things, this is a great resource to use. And something I shared with someone today, and they said, I never thought about doing it that way. Just copy that link and put it into an email somebody and just send it to them. Don't waste your time burning a disc and handing it to them. Some people say, well, they'll listen to it if they're driving their car. Sure. But if you ask them the question, will you listen to this setting at your computer? Could you give me 30 minutes time to listen to this story? I think it'll really impact your life, the way these people share about their experience with the stroke that happened 2 weeks ago. And you never know. And if they say yes, they'll listen to it and say, okay, can I call you back in a couple of days? Was that enough time for you to listen? And I even tell people, hey, and you can play solitaire on your computer while you're listening. It's not a big deal. Nobody will know. You can, you know, pay your bills. You can do whatever you want. Just listen to it on your computer in the comfort of your home, and you'll be blessed as a result. It's a real simple way to introduce people to a story that they think they may relate to. And there's dozens upon dozens of recordings that we've done. So, anyways, Joe, Bill, any other thoughts? I've got a couple of announcements I want to run through right quick. But
I don't think so. Thanks so much for all your time.
Hey, no, this has been wonderful. I didn't even plan on this, and
no.
You know, it's just fantastic. And this is the way God works. Is every single Saturday morning for the last 10 years or so, I really don't have a whole lot planned, is what I'm going to say. I just simply say, God, you know what people on the line need to hear. And we've always had some wonderful things. But and of course, I'm getting a text from Vince Tesh, who... Oh, I love Vince. Vince is a physical therapist of 25 years in the industry, and he always wants to add, not to overdo it, rest, but Niken before you need it, you know. And one of Vince's core philosophies, and I heard this again at a motivational seminar that I was at this week, that we owe it to our bodies to, throughout the day, and I believe the way Vince states it, is every hour, take just a five-minute breather, if you can squeeze it in there, which you should be able to squeeze it in, and just relax and kind of empty your mind and kind of think, okay, God, I'm going to take a break here. You know, our government employees are mandated, and if you work for a company that's got union reps, it's mandated that every 2 hours you take a 15 to 20-minute break, and then, you know, you got your lunch break. And you get... So every hour, just slip away and just kind of decompress and rest. And watch that energy just simply come right back into your body. And I'll tell you, I've been doing this. Sometimes I'm guilty of not doing it. I mean, I don't watch the clock every hour. But it's so pivotal in allowing your body to just slow down a little bit and recharge. And then, of course, when you're on a Niken sleep system all night long, you get the best recharge of your life. And I'll tell you, from a guy who gets his sleep interrupted on a regular basis. 2 days ago, I didn't want to get up at 4:30 in the morning, but that's when the pager went off. And that's what you do as a volunteer firefighter. And you run out the door, and I got back home, and I didn't feel like going back to bed because I wasn't tired. However, a few hours into the day, I thought, man, I need to lay down for a bit. And 30 minutes later, after laying down on the nature rest, I think I did fall asleep. But I got up, and I was, wow, that's what I needed. And boom, whole rest of the day, never got drowsy, never got tired, never felt worn down. And I usually sleep more than 5 hours a night. I'm one of those, you know, 7 to 8 hour sleeper guys. So anyways, can't stress that enough.